time for the North Shore Sports Desk on MSO News Sports. We bring you the latest in high school sports news from all across the North Shore. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the K-Band Savings Bank, Cranny Self Storage in Danvers, and Sun and Air, the North Shore's premier golf practice facility. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
North Shore Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru, team of Nick and Nick. This is our final 2022-2023 athletic report, athletic show, isn't it?
Yeah, school year for the school year.
School year, yeah. School year is done. And that is, you know, a good chunk of our show, I'd say.
Yeah.
High school sports.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it all wrapped up this weekend with state titles. And we came away with, is it the exact same scenario as last year?
I think it was. I think so.
I mean, did someone win last year that didn't win this year? Like, are we forgetting a baseball, a softball? I don't think so.
I don't think we are. No.
Yeah. So,
a few moments later,
Newburyport girls are the only North Shore team to ever win a girls lacrosse state title.
Oh, we didn't even mention them in the opening. Well, how dumb are we?
Oh, yeah. We did have another one.
All right.
And they did not repeat. So they're the new one.
Let's see. We're gonna have Danny. Maybe Danny, our producer, will edit this in, or just leave it out to make us sound bad, like we are bad because we're stupid. So Danny, here goes. Ready? Yeah, we've had 5 state titles this year, Nick. 4 repeats, and then 1 new one. The new one being Newburyport girls lacrosse. Well, let's get right into it then. Finishing off the year with 5 state titles this year is our super performance.
Great shot, kid. That was 1 in a million.
Time for the super sub, super performance of the week.
Well, that's right. We gave it away already. 4 state titles. 5 state titles this year. We are bad because we're stupid. St. John's boys lacrosse and 3 girls tennis teams winning again after winning in 2022. Hamilton Wynnum, Masco, Newburyport. What's that? 2, 3, and 4 divisions?
Yeah, Masco 2, Newburyport 3, ooh, Hamilton Wynnum 4. Yeah, all back to back, and St. John's Prep boys lax with the 3-peat.
Yes.
All 3 against BC High, too.
Yeah. It's like absolute broken record material here. I mean, this is like literally the same spring results from last year. How did that ever happen? I mean, how did we become a girls tennis hotbed up here in the North Shore? I mean, usually
shocking. It is.
You've got the smaller schools like Manchester, Essex, and Linfield holding their own in tennis. And then once in a while, you know, like a Hamilton Wynnum snuck through with like a 2010 title for boys. But now it's these girls' teams are just awesome. Absolutely awesome.
Big time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable how this is the biggest revelation of the statewide tournament is how good the tennis is in this area, which I was a bit surprised at. I always thought the South Shore kind of would dominate, you know, the South sectional dominated tennis too, but no, it's the North.
Yeah. And I mean, it's no sign of slowing down. I mean, Hamilton Wynnum's back to back. That means Joe Meyer is a 3-time state championship coach because he led the boys in that 2010 season, I believe it was, or 9, one of those two. But and they got over the Weston hump back then. So here he comes full circle with the girls. Amazing guy, amazing coach. Same goes for the other coaches too. I don't have their names in front of me, even though we've interviewed them in the past. But Masco and Newburyport's been great to us. And I mean, St. John's Prep took care of business.
Yeah, they were down 4 goals going into the fourth.
That's huge.
It sounded like the Newburyport Division 3 was the most competitive match. There was 3-2 over Weston for the Clippers there. That sounded like a fantastic match. Hamilton won to beat Manchester Essex 4-1. I believe Masco won 5-0.
Yeah. All right. Well, Nick, let's wrap this up. That was Super Sub Shop, Super Performance of the Week. You're going to see a lot of Super Sub. You're seeing it on these pages this week. All those fun videos we did at Super Sub 324 Cabot Street on Saturday, June 17th. Pictures, a little write-up. We hope you enjoy that. It was great to get out, right? And just see the people behind the interviews rather than just hear them.
Yep.
And this show here we're doing now today is just a show to kind of recap and finish off the 2022-2023 season, with the focus being on that big Super Sub event that day. Man, that was a lot of fun. So hopefully everyone's enjoying those videos and everything. You'll hear all about it there. I don't have to say any more because you can just listen to Paul. Paul Guanci, owner. We talked to him at the Sub Shop on Saturday. So listen to his video along with the athletes and some surprise guests too in that as well. All right. I guess we can take a break then. On the other side, we're going to wrap up the Cape Ann season. Thanks to the Cape Ann Savings Bank sponsorship. Cape Ann 2022-2023. How it all went down after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self-Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self-Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Sports Desk, team of Nick and Nick. This segment in our whole wrap-up 2022-2023 season show is Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week segment. We'll be hearing soon, Nick, right, who the winners are.
I think so, yeah.
Overall program, Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athletes of the Year. Going to be two from each school, Manchester, Essex, Rockport, and Gloucester. Plenty of good fodder, plenty of good choices, tough job for the bank. But let's kind of polish off the spring season here. Maybe we can actually extend and do one more show on the whole North Shore season. But let's just keep the minds in the spring where it's so fresh. We had two teams that were pretty close this spring to get into state titles.
Yeah, both Manchester Essex girls teams, which is not surprising in the slightest. Manchester Essex girls tennis made the state finals in Division IV, obviously lost to Hamilton Wenham, and Manchester Essex girls lacrosse made the semifinals in Division IV, and they lost to Ipswich, Cal rival Ipswich. There, that sounded like a great game. I believe it was it 10-8? Or was it 8? I think it was 8-6. Ipswich was the final. Yeah, 8-6. They won both halves 4-3. So, Ipswich kind of just had their number 3-0 against Manchester Essex this year. The game's decided by a combined 5 goals. So, all three of them could have gone either way, but Ipswich got it done all three times. Ended up losing by a goal in the finals to eventual champ Dover Sherborne. Repeats as champs. They beat Manchester Essex last year in the finals. They beat Ipswich this year. So they're kind of the Cal killers, that Dover Sherborne team. They were very good. I wasn't surprised to see them win at all. I saw, last year, Manchester Essex was really, really good, probably a little bit better than they were this year. And they kind of were in control of that game. Manchester Essex was never out of it, but Dover Sherborne was just kind of ahead, all game, never relinquished that lead. And it sounded like they got about six goals to open the second half to take control over Ipswich.
And Ipswich getting to the finals, that's cool, right?
Big time. So I guess we were talking on another podcast. Newburyport girls are the only North Shore team to ever win a girls lacrosse state title.
Oh, wait, we didn't even mention them in the opening. Well, how dumb are we?
Oh, yeah, we did have another one.
All right.
And they did not repeat, so they're the new one.
Let's see. We're gonna have Danny. Maybe Danny, our producer, will edit this in, or just leave it out to make us sound bad, like we are bad because we're stupid. So Danny, here goes. Ready? Yeah, we've had 5 state titles this year, Nick. 4 repeats, and then 1 new one. The new one being Newburyport Girls Lacrosse. All right, let's see if Danny puts that in the opening segment for us and edits it. We'll just leave this whole mess in there to show the true colors of Nick and Nick. We always forget one. Never forget 2, never forget 3. We're like 80% people. We get like B minuses.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
We had their coach on earlier in the year. Cat was a Batchelder.
Yep, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's out of the way. The our big miss for Newburyport Girls Lacrosse, but so Cape Ann wise, it went down to 2, and then I think you were talking about lacrosse, and Ipswich ended up losing it. But Manchester Essex girls tennis made a state final.
They did, yeah. They went through 2. They had to go through 2 Cal teams at the end. They beat Linfield, rival Linfield, in the semis 4-1, then lost 4-1 to Hamilton Wenham in the finals. Fun fact about them, they finished 16-6 this year. All of their losses were against state champs. They lost 3 times to Hamilton Wenham, twice to Newburyport, and once to Masco. That's all their losses in the season.
Yeah, great season. You know,
they were obviously as good as they usually are. There's just a juggernaut in their way. And they've been that juggernaut team before.
Yeah. And by their standards, they're in a little bit of a state title drought, I want to say. Manchester
2018 was their last.
That's like a drought.
They're kind of on quote. I want to say where they go. Since they went to 3 divisions, they won 11, 13, and 18.
Okay.
But they were in the state finals in 23 and 21.
Okay.
And I want to say they made the semifinals last year as well. So they've been kind of hanging. They've been right around and in the mix.
Yeah,
pretty consistently. But yeah, 2018 was their last state title. Unfortunately, they would have won in 2020. Let's be honest, they would have won in 2020.
Oh yeah, it's always that.
They were absolutely stacked that year. From they won in 2 singles returning for the 3rd straight year, and they kind of rebuilt around them, and they didn't have a season.
Yeah, if you were to put, if you were to say one team that surprised you this spring in terms of advancement, and one team that surprised you in terms of a lack of advancement in the postseason, who would those 2 be, you think?
In the spring?
Yeah, just the spring only.
I didn't, to be totally honest, I think everyone kind of did.
Where they should have, where they landed?
Yeah. Manchester, the 2 teams that made it were a 2 and a 4 seed. Everybody else lost in the road in the second round.
Yeah, and they were lower seeds.
Yeah.
Like lost to baseball, lost to softball, lost. Yeah.
Lost to baseball didn't even get in this year.
Oh, they didn't even get in, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
They finished 9-11. Lost to softball, lost to Norton, who made the state finals in the second round in a close game. And you had, I think, Manchester Essex Girls Lacrosse was the only one to win a road game. They won at Nantucket in the Elite Eight, which was very impressive. So, but yeah, everybody else kind of, did no big upsets either way this spring.
Yeah. Cool. All right. So that caps it off for the spring, and maybe we'll save a little room in future shows for just a whole big picture Cape Ann student athletes, Cape Ann Savings Bank student athlete of the week segment on the whole big picture of what went down this season. Kind of be like a good preview to our upcoming announcement of the winners.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, go back through the whole year, because the whole year was pretty successful. I mean, especially for Manchester Essex.
Yeah, I think what happens is the bank picks them at the end of June, and they spend the month of July wrangling all 6 together to get to the bank for a nice ceremony sometime in August. The bazaar's the bazaar. They have that. We used to have the banner with the radio and everything, but this. We make our trip on the following Tuesday or so, and then have a nice little ceremony. So we'll have pics, and we can actually do some nice, cool. We can do some cool videos then.
On that day.
Just pull the kid after the ceremony. Just pull the kids, have a little quick interview on what the next steps are for them. So that would be a lot of fun. And actually, the bank too. I think we did an actual podcast on that week. Like the whole show was Cape Ann Savings Bank kids.
I think we did. Yeah,
maybe
I think
we'll do it that way. By the way, right now this is classic Nick and Dom figuring out the show's logistics on the air.
On the air while we're talking. Well, no better time. It's fresh on our mind.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break. And continuing our season, spring season wrap-ups, we're going to talk about softball after the break.
I'm Marianne Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
All right, we're back at it. Final North Shore softball report. And the big talk once again this spring, the Tanners. Peabody, ironically, fell a little short of last year where they made the state final. This year was semifinals.
Yeah. Semifinal, yep. Mm-hmm.
Central.
Central Catholic, yeah. That was a close game, too.
Yeah. So not much left to say about Peabody except for they've just put together, you can't say dynasty because they didn't win it all, but just, for North Shore circles, the way they dominated the softball diamonds, these past 2 years has been something else.
Yeah, I can remember the last time we've had an elite Division I squad like this on the North Shore. Yeah. This is about 3 years in a row they've made at least a state Final Four.
And which of the Betancourt trios are coming back now?
Two of the three are coming. Abby, the pitcher, and Elizabeth, the infielder. Bo, the catcher, is graduating.
Okay, so she loses. Abby loses her battery mate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
But Lamazny's also coming back. They're shortstop, so they're going to be pretty well equipped.
Yeah. Anyone else softball wise on the North Shore kind of surpassed expectations? Got really far?
Yeah. Bishop Fenwick, the 9 seed. Bishop Fenwick. They made the semifinals. Ended up losing to Norton 8-1. It was a 1-0 Fenwick lead going into the sixth inning. Bottom of the sixth, Norton broke it open with a big rally. Yeah. To take that win. They went from in control to all of a sudden down to their last three outs and in the snap of a fingers. But big run for Bishop Fenwick, the 9 seed. They knocked off the number 1 St. Mary's in a battle of North Shore squads to get into that Final Four.
Getting revenge on the basketball season where St. Mary's beat them in the state finals. Yeah,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's a big rivalry with those two Catholic schools for girls sports. We where we think baseball might have been a down year, definitely was a down year for North Shore. Softball wasn't in the sense of you had some good overachievers, and we had Peabody doing its thing, getting right to where we thought they would get.
Mm-hmm. We had a handful of quarterfinalists. The quarterfinals is pretty legit to get that far. And we had a handful of those, you know, only one final, you know, only two semifinalists, but still, it was still a pretty solid season on the diamond.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, let's take a break and just sort of wrap up some kind of some straggling pieces of information on this season that was the North Shore Spring 2023 high school sports season.
I'm Marianne Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at PomodoriPizzeria.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
It's Nick and Nick.
I honestly can't even tell the two of you apart half the time because I don't go by height or age. I go by amount of pain in my ass.
North Shore Sports Desk.
North Shore Sports Desk, back at it. Second to last segment for this show. It's going to be a final North Shore Spring Sports Report overall look. Outside of softball, we already covered them pretty well. But, Nick, the story, obviously, the headline has to be, it's the tennis and lacrosse show.
Yeah, sure is.
Yep. Get baseball and softball. They were second fiddle, no question about it, to tennis and girls tennis in particular, and lax. Actually, the girls are the dominant. They won four out of the five state titles. Yeah.
Yep. Big season for the girls teams. Three tennis titles, as we talked about, the three repeats. And then Newburyport girls lacrosse, who we didn't talk a ton about, but they might have been the most dominant team of all of them. I think they lost to Notre Dame Hingham in the regular season to this Division II champ, and I think that was it.
Yeah,
they beat Norwell, which was a really good game. They pounded Norwell, I want to say 18-3 in the regular season, and Norwell came back. I think they were tied at the half, and Newburyport kind of took the lead early in the third quarter there and pulled out that win, their first state title since 2014. And then, of course, there's the prep, who has all those, you know, big-time Division One prospects getting it done against BC High.
Yeah. Exciting to see where those prepsters go with their careers. Didn't we interview one from Moynihan Lumber?
Jimmy Ayers, the student athlete of the year. I think he's headed to Johns Hopkins. Just, you know, one of the best lacrosse schools in the country.
Man, some great, look at that. Look at what's going on with the prep. And Newburyport lacrosse. The boys lacrosse team did pretty good too, didn't they?
They did. Yes, they did.
Yeah, was it state semis or?
I want to say yes. It was they were the and Marblehead boys too was the other one that made the semis. So good representation from the area this year. It was the first ever trip to the semis for Marblehead.
Yeah. Right, and you look at what's happening. Newburyport girls winning the state title. Newburyport boys semifinals. Was it Molly La Liberty? For the Newburyport's own in winning a national title with Northwestern for Northwestern, the girls lacrosse after losing to at Tufts. Great story. We had her on a couple weeks ago. And then St. John's Prep Lacrosse winning three in a row. I mean, there is a lot happening lacrosse. I mean, Ipswich lacrosse, girls lacrosse making a final. You know, this is the stuff you would normally see coming out of the South with lacrosse back when there was the regionals. You see all the Southern teams, all the South teams doing great. The Cohassets, the Hinghams, and all that. Now you're just seeing, you're getting North Shore teams in the mix.
Yeah. And they're standing up right up there with them too.
Yeah. And tennis, we said it in the opening. I mean, my goodness.
Unbelievable.
What else can you say about back-to-back champs with all those teams? Maybe we'll make it a goal for the summer to get them represented, you know, on the podcast. Wow. That. there's nothing left to say about that. That is,
just total dominance by all three.
One of the most impressive things we've seen here in our time at the North Shore Sports.
To come in with those expectations too, and to, you know, live up to them like that is remarkable.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. I love seeing Hamilton Wyndham rise too, because they have been in the shadows of Manchester, Essex, and Linfield, you know, for decades. Yep.
And it sounds like they're one and two singles are back, so they're not going anywhere.
Yeah, come into the season with two wins, and you just need one more out of the other three.
That's when you can stack. Put your two best athletes at first doubles, boom. You know?
Yep. And there's no pressure on the other ones. Just win one out of three, you're good. Good model. All right, well, that's recapping the spring season here at North Shore 2023. We are going to take a break and just do one more segment, a little what's ahead now that the high school season is over, things you can expect us to talk about, and what the summer looks like for the North Shore Sports Desk. We'll be right back.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at pomodoripizzeria.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen, or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
North Shore Sports Desk back at it for one final segment on this June 22nd show. We are looking ahead, Nick. That's it. Everything else is behind us. High school season. Man, what do we got? When will we be talking football? Like 8 weeks, pretty much?
Yeah, next week. Let's be honest.
Next week?
Yeah. The Gannis game's coming up.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Talking to Gannis. But I can't wait. For the fall season to start. It always comes at just the right time. You're sick of the summer. Yep. Kids are back to school. Here we go. Football's on, and the other sports as well. But before that, we are going to be eyeing the little monsters of Little League soon.
Yeah, they're starting up this weekend.
Yeah.
District 16.
That's what we'll be watching. The 15s, your Gloucesters, Amesburys, Ipswich in there?
Yep.
Yeah. Hamilton, Wyndham, Beverly.
Yeah. South Danvers.
Yeah, that's the Northern North Shore bracket. And the Southern North Shore bracket, 16, you got your Swampscotch, your Lynns, Revere's in there, I believe, Winthrop.
Oh, okay. Salem, right? Salem's in 16, PD.
Yeah, Revere actually might not be. They might be the 12 where they go to Malden. Medford. Okay. But Winthrop definitely is. They sneak in there. You know, Saugus has a couple. I think they made one team now. They used to have the two. They have one, but yeah. I mean, this you know, we got great chances to We get at least one in the final in the Sweet 16, right? We'll get two, pretty much.
Unless one of those random, two. Usually, those both North Shore brackets.
Oh, that's there, right. Yeah. 16. Yeah.
Yeah. Lately, one of the PBDs has been dominating in the, you know, in one in 16 and then, you know, 15. We'll see. 15's been a little more wide open in recent years.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, I have District 15 Little League champs up. Gloucester last year, winning it.
Right? I want to say it was Danvers American the year before that.
Yeah, before that, nothing in 2020. Hamilton Wynnum, 2019. Danvers National, 18. Gloucester, 17, made a state final. Beverly, 16. That was probably where the kids we were interviewed at Super Sub were on that team, I'm sure, right? Probably.
No, because the kids, the Gloucester kids are from 17 are seniors and above now.
Okay.
Those kids would probably would have been that Legion team that made the, the championship.
Yeah, Danvers National, 15. Hamilton Wynnum, 14. So most of the championships coming out of, let's see, you either Danvers, Gloucester, Beverly, or Hamilton Wynnum every year starting in 11.
Okay.
That, and you know what? Why 11 is significant?
Why is that?
I think it's the year Peabody West left District 15.
Oh, it might be, yeah. That's a good point, because then it was Peabody West 17 times in a row.
Yep, pretty much. Yeah. let's see, on the record, 5, right? So they won 5 in a row from 06 to 010.
Okay.
Peabody West. And I'm assuming 11 was the year they left, but I could be wrong. They could have been still in it, 15 and lost. Mm-hmm. But I know they went to 16, obviously. They were dominating. But it's been a Gloucester, Danvers, Hamilton, Beverly kind of world since 2011.
Probably the usual suspects this year, too.
Yeah. And I got 16 called up too. So Peabody West has won 3 of the last 4. And the other ones, the other ones they didn't win were Peabody.
Yeah, exactly.
Peabody period with no regional thing next to them. So Peabody has won everything since 2017. Swampscott won in 2016. Salem 15, Peabody West back to back 13-14. So they're kind of dominating in 16 as well. So the last Swampscott, Salem, Peabody, the last time team to not named those three to win it were Saugus American in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a long way away. That was a long time ago now.
It is. Yeah.
Did you see the rule change that this year? The stupid rule change? They have to, the entire roster is the batting order.
Oh, continuous.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that national rule?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So there's a good and bad with that.
I think it's kind of all bad, if we're being honest.
Well, I'm given the perspective of who would think it's good. Parents, probably.
Parents of kids on the team, no other parents.
That is a long. If you have the coaches probably all pick 12 because you could pick 14.
They'd have to, yeah, exactly. Now you should.
You could pick 14, but I guarantee. I mean,
let's be honest. Most good teams, really, you got a top 5. You're a contender of your batting lineup.
Yeah,
you know, most teams usually take a big drop. If you got 6, you have a really really good lineup. Yeah, there's usually a little bit of a drop off in the back third there.
Yeah. I can guarantee you
no add to that another third to that is the back half now instead of the back third.
That is a long time to get to your top of the order after that first inning. Mm-hmm. It eliminates the coaches doing that whole, okay, let's give them a quick at bat in the second inning thing, get them out. Mm-hmm. So, because if you had 14, kids,
it also eliminates, I won't mention which team this was, but I covered a couple of years ago in the district semifinals. And the team had to didn't use their subs yet and had to go into the bottom of the sixth, down a run, 3-4-5 coming up. They had all to pinch subs. Hit. They had to pinch hit for them. And they went 1-2-3.
Yeah, you play with fire there. And you also, it's just so 1-14. How many outs are there in a Little League game? 18
outs. 18 outs.
You know, So what's how many guaranteed at bats does 1, 2, and 3 get? Two?
Two.
But the most? You know, that's
I think 1 through 6 get a guarantee. If you get 12, 1 through 6 get a guaranteed 2.
Okay. How'd you do the math that fast? Jesus. I have to sit there and think for like 5 minutes about that one. But yeah. So yeah, that's gonna be tough when you have like the 9 batter coming up in the 5th.
Yep.
Usually that means the number 1 is coming up as well. Mm-hmm. Right now, after.
Who's but got now, the most depth?
Yeah. Yeah. It was kind of sad to me that when you picked the roster of 14, that meant a kid just has to get at one at bat. That's all. He doesn't have to go on the field. Yeah. That's a rough day for a 12-year-old.
Yeah, it is. You know? Most of them, though, if we're being honest, most of them know their roles and understand what
they do. The parents
by that age. Yeah, exactly. The kids totally do and get it and understand and really don't care, if we're being honest.
So we'll have a lot of fun talking about Little League. I love that time of year. Maybe we'll sprinkle in a little Fiesta sporting events next weekend.
Let's do it.
Gloucester's Fiesta. Got the odd sporting events there. And then Legion, Aganis, Intertown League. Any great things happening with softball travel, we'll empty the tank for everything. You heard it here first. All the summer coverage of North Shore sports. All right, well, let's call it a show. What do you think?
Let's do it.
All right, that's it for now. Thanks for joining. Hopefully you enjoy the Super Sub videos and images and all that good stuff, and we will talk to you next week. We are bad because we're stupid.